Chris, did you ever think you'd get the chance to go back to Wembley and, you know, wipe out the misery of the last trip there?
I always hoped there would be a chance, but I didn't think it'd be in the semi-final of the FA Cup.
How painful was that when you think about it now?
Yeah, well, in my career it was the most painful experience I've had. I can't imagine there's many more painful experiences than that at all.
So how much more determined does that make you to go there and make sure you're on the winning side this time?
Yeah, massively. I think it's a completely different game now. I think, obviously, we were probably favourites going into that game, whereas this time I think we'll be the underdogs, and when there's not as much pressure because we're not expected to go there and win. Although there is a chance, obviously, and we'll be going there to win, but I just think it's a completely different game this time round.
Does it feel almost like a cloud's been lifted going into a big game, whereas normally there's so much pressure, isn't there? This time there isn't.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Obviously, there's still pressure, but I think it's a game, because we are the underdogs, we can go enjoy the experience more, and hopefully, with there being less pressure, we can perform better on the day.
How do you rate your chances going in? Because people look at it and go, well, they've beaten all these Premier League sides before, so it's natural that it'll just happen again.
I wish it was that easy. Don't get me wrong, I think we've got a chance, but I do think we are the underdogs, obviously. They're the Premiership team, and they've done well this year. They've brought in a lot of good players as well. But it's a game of football at the end of the day, and as you said, we've beat two Premiership teams so far, so there's no reason why we can't make it three.
They will fear you, though, won't they? Surely.
I'd like to think so. I'm sure they've sort of done the homework and they've worked out what our threats are, and they'll try and nullify them. But hopefully we can sort of find some chinks in their armour and attack those points.
Four goals for you in this competition. What is it about the FA Cup that seems to have worked for you in that regard this year?
I'm not sure, really. Obviously, the Colchester game, that was my first game from coming back from loan, and obviously the first game under Nigel Clough again. Obviously, to get a goal in that game was brilliant. Should have had two, but just to get off the mark. I don't know why, but just seems to have got a few goals in the FA Cup this time round.
Seems a long time ago now, Colchester away, doesn't it? Yeah. It was a totally different situation that the team was in back then.
Yeah, massively. I can't remember whether we were bottom or second bottom at that point. Whether that's kick-started us or what it was, I don't know. But it was a good performance on that day, and we deserved to get the win.
What are you like to be around when you're building up to a game like this? Are you quite relaxed? I mean, you seem it, talking to us. But inside, what are you feeling, and how do others react to you when they're around you, when this is like it is on the horizon?
I like to think I'm quite relaxed, quite chilled out. I'm sure on the day there will be some butterflies in the stomach. But like I said, I mean, being the underdogs, I think we'll be able to enjoy the day more. Obviously, playing Huddersfield, it was that intense and that much pressure. I think it was just all focused on the game, whereas I think we can, all the Sheffield United lads will be able to sort of take it in and enjoy it this time.
Be honest, you must have dreamed about scoring in this game and sending the club through.
Yeah, obviously. Don't know if I've actually dreamt, but I've daydreamed about it all the time. But like you said, I've four goals. If I can make it five, I'll be delighted, and especially if it was the winner, I'd be over the moon.
Having spoken to Michael Doyle, he said that games like this sometimes can make you think about how your career's gone. Do you operate in that way? Do you look back at certain points of your career and thought, well, my career might have ended at a point, it might have ended there. I know you've had a bad injury a few years ago. Do you kind of appreciate now how difficult it was back then and what it was like to come through things like that?
Yeah, definitely. It's strange, I mean, as a player, I don't know why, but the bad memories seem to stick in your head as well as the good ones. And obviously having that operation was something that's always going to stay in my mind. Like you said, having this now, I think in a few years' time, people ask, obviously, about the semi-final of the FA Cup, hopefully the final as well. It'll be something that'll definitely stick in my mind, and hopefully the goods will outweigh the bad memories in the future.
And games like this, does it make you feel fortunate to be a footballer? Because you might say to me, well, I always feel fortunate, but as with any job, you can get into a routine and it becomes a regular thing. Sometimes you need that prod to say, hang on, you're in a great privileged position here.
Yeah, definitely. That's exactly what this is. It's a point where you can sort of step back and say, yeah, I am very lucky to be in this position. I mean, not many people can say they've played at Wembley. And not many players can say they've got to the semi-final of the FA Cup. So for a league, a player playing in League One, I think it's a massive achievement. And yeah, just can't wait for the day to come now.
Who do you want to win in the other one?
Wigan.
Yeah. You've got to say Wigan, haven't you?
Well,
you
I have
a better chance.
Yeah, well, for that, and also I'm from just outside Wigan, so it'll be sort of more sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? More sentimental to me if it was Wigan in the final.
And what a great year they had last year. They proved to one and all what can happen.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, to have won it last year and to sort of get to the semis again is a massive achievement. And there's no reason why they can't get to the final. I mean, they've probably beat the best team in the country already.
Yeah.
So there's no reason why they can't beat Arsenal. So yeah, that's the team I'd want to meet in the final.
So you'll draw inspiration from that. Have you got mates that support Wigan?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, quite. Well, yeah, I'm literally my family live 5 minutes outside Wigan, so I've got a lot of friends who support Wigan, a lot of people who live in Wigan, so it'll be a massive game if it was to be there.
So have they got an expensive weekend then? Are they going for both games? Do you know people that are going for both games?
Yeah, I know a few people who are going for both games, yeah.
Wow.
Staying down there, staying overnight, and obviously then going to our game, the day after.
It's costing them a few quid then.
Yeah, it will do, yeah. But I think they're all absolutely delighted it's worked out like that for myself and for Wigan as well.
And just finally, you'll know that Sheffield United haven't scored a goal at Wembley for donkey's years. Just to break that is something the fans want to see, isn't it, I think? Do you get the feel of that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, even if the result wasn't to go our way, if we can get a goal, even just to give the fans something, I think they'll be delighted. But yeah, hopefully we can get more than one and we can go on to win the game.